You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
I'm going to ask you to picture your perfect day at work. Let me guess. It starts with a team meeting. Everybody's excited, positive, giving each other high fives, encouragement. Let me guess how it ends. A perfect day ends with everybody giving each other a high five, laughing about the results, excited that they've worked together, satisfied with their own individual efforts, and it's just been the perfect day. Now let me guess. Your perfect day did not include having to deal with difficult personalities. It didn't involve having to have a conversation with an individual or employee who didn't want to follow through on a responsibility, or maybe didn't understand the expectations or created their own expectations. Odds are your perfect day didn't involve a grumpy customer or a change order that you've got to work into the project now. Your perfect day just didn't have anything to do with problems or complaining. The perfect day. You're probably thinking right now, that would be amazing. Wouldn't it be great to just get through 24 hours without conflict, without the tension, without having to lead the reluctant? Of course it would. But you and I both know that that's not reality. You see, our reality in leadership and in business is that there will be people, for whatever reason, who just push back a little bit. And somehow, we've got to find a way to engage them and to keep them moving forward, to be a part of the team. That's what you and I are going to focus on in the time that we have right now. Figuring out how, as leaders, we can be more effective and persuasive while having to lead the reluctant. I'm going to talk with you about five principles that I have found to be incredibly effective on being more persuasive as a leader without individuals feeling like we are forcing or commanding, but engaging them so that they take ownership of their own part of the experience. We're going to look at why people sometimes react the way they do, and some of the behaviors that manifest themselves and how we can work with those as well. And then I'm going to dig into just a couple of these principles and show you a couple of techniques of how you can start to think differently and lead the conversations to a better outcome. Well, let's get started. Picture in your mind, not the perfect day, but the kind of day where you just feel like you need to get away from everything and everybody. It's just a personal time off kind of day. And so you seize it. You get up in the morning, you drive out to a nice secluded area where you can take a walk in the forest. You're all alone. And every step you take, you can feel the pressure and the load lifting off your shoulders. You're beginning to feel good about life. And then to your horror, you hear voices, not in your head. Somewhere down that path, you can hear people talking and they're moving your direction. You don't want to have anything to do with them. And so you look for a way to escape. You take a different trail and you begin to work your way through the forest and up the hill. Soon the voices fade away. You can hear the chirping of birds and life is good again. And then you turn the corner, and as you begin to make your way around that corner, you look down and you realize you're about ready to run into a porcupine who probably got up this morning and said to himself, I need a mental health day. He's had a stressful week. He's on his favorite path, on his way to his favorite bridge over by a little stream, minding his own business, and he looks up and sees you coming straight at him. Now, I'm going to stop right there and ask you, what would you do in that moment when you realize you're about ready to run into a porcupine? Now, when I ask that question in programs where I'm teaching leaders, people tend to respond pretty quickly. Some say, I'd stop, Others say, hey, I turn around and go back the other direction. A few people say, well, I go way around it, or maybe grab a stick and kind of poke at it, and hopefully it would go away. Recently, I've had people even say I'd stop and get up my phone and I'd pull up my camera and take a picture because nobody's going to believe it. Either way, the standard answer is I do whatever I could to stay away from that porcupine. Now I'm going to ask you to bring this back to work. Does this sound at all a little like the interactions you have with certain people? You know, you get up in the morning, you have a list of things to do, you're working through that to-do list, life is good. You have a meeting to attend, you gather up some things, you begin to move through the building, and you turn the corner and you look up and you see your prickly person. You just thought of somebody, didn't you? Yeah, we all do, because we all have at least one. And what do? You do pretty much the same thing you do when you see a porcupine on the path. You stop. You turn around and go back the way you've come. Some of us will work all the way around the building so we don't have to go by their desk. I've never had anybody say, you know, I'd stop and get out my phone and take a picture of them. It wouldn't happen. But we do whatever we can to avoid them because we just don't want to have the encounter. We just don't.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Prophet University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.